Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, I was thinking the win in the press conference thing, it doesn't normally matter. And I've said this before about guys like Joe Judge and obviously Adam Gase, and that opening press conference was the stone worst maybe of all time that I've ever seen in my life, the way that he looked. I mean, it looked like you were handing the keys to your franchise over to a complete and utter psychopath, and that's sort of what happened. But it's unfortunate that Rob Saleh is not going to have that traditional press conference because of COVID. Because, like, that's the guy you want to introduce in person. And I know that for fans, they're not be able to attend something like that anyway. And you can come across in a Zoom call and some of these things okay. But, like, this is, like, a moment that you really want to show this guy off because, you know, behind that podium, I think he's going to be awesome. And not just because he's jacked and he's got a shiny bald head like we've talked about, but also the things that he says and the way that he says them. And yesterday and this morning, you know, listening to him when he meets the media, when he's a coordinator, because they meet once a week, the offensive and defensive coordinators, like, he's inspiring. Like, he's a guy that you want to listen to. I mean, he speaks in cliches sometimes, like all coaches do, because they don't want to show their cards, but he's not your normal blah, 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 nothing's going on coach. Like, he stands up there and he commands your attention. So it'll still be a good moment for the Jets, but I did think, like, it kind of sucks. Another one of those COVID things, it sucks that they can't trot this guy out to a throng of reporters and him, he's standing there and he puts his hands down on the podium. And, let's go. Come on. New York Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Well, you're right. All I can tell you is it just feels right. You know, this one feels good, and it certainly is a guy that I would want to play for. I think I would be excited if I were a Jet player knowing that this was going to be my head coach. I just feel like he's in his early 40s, and like I said earlier this morning, he's been through the gauntlet of coaching, and he quit a job with Comerica Bank to go find what he wanted to do in life and his purpose in life. And his purpose in life was to be a football coach. And odd as that sounds, that's what he loves and that's what he loves the most. And that's what he wanted to do. And ultimately, that's what led him here. And I just think it felt like the perfect fit a month ago.
Yeah.
And it feels even better today.
So the next question is, and today's about Rob Saleh, and we know that this is going to be addressed at some point. But the next question is, we talked about it for 2 hours now, but you know, what happens with Sam Darnold now that Rob Saleh is the coach? Now, Adam Schefter, in his reporting of this last night, basically said that he fully expects Sam Darnold to remain as starting quarterback for the Jets. Now, as of the way things are right now. So I'm assuming that he got some sort of information from this process because Joe Douglas told us when we had him on that he's going to consult with whoever the head coach is about the quarterback. I would assume that comes up in the interview process. What's your vision for Sam? Vision for that position with this organization? So if Adam Schefter's saying that, I kind of do trust the fact that Sam is going to stay. You know, plus, you have the number two overall pick, not the number one overall pick, and that, of course, factors into the decision.
I think, obviously, with free agency about to start after the Super Bowl, and then you have the draft, and you have all of that stuff leading up to it, the Jets also have to make another decision, and that is whether or not to pick up Sam Darnold's fifth-year option. If they don't pick up his option, then he goes into this season, this coming season, the 2021 season, much like Mitch Trubisky went into the 2020 season without that fifth-year option picked up. But they bring him back just so they can see how he's going to play. And as we heard from the Bears this past week in all their press conferences, and them keeping Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, their general manager, that they were saying that, you know, the quarterback position is just not good enough. So they're obviously going to be out there looking for a quarterback and trying to fix that position. Meanwhile, the Jets will have to decide whether or not to pick up the fifth-year option. If they do pick up the fifth-year option and they don't add another quarterback and all this other stuff in the offseason, then that tells me that Joe Douglas has seen enough through his eyes that he believes that he has the quarterback and the quarterback of the future, that it just has to be unlocked with a new coach, a new system, and somebody that is going to be a little bit more attentive as a head coach to the entire roster, not just one side of the ball.
Let's go out to Kansas and talk to our friend Maureen. Maureen, good morning. How are you?
Hi, fellas.
What's up?
How you doing?
We're doing great, Maureen. How are you today?
Okay. I just have two quick comments, and then I'll get to my Jet question.
Yeah.
Boomer, I thought you did a great job in the playoff game you did.
Well, thank you. That was the last game of the season. That was a play-in game for those teams, the Arizona and the Rams. Thank you, Maureen.
And Gio?
Yeah.
You make me laugh every day.
Oh, thanks, Maureen. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, now, for the longest time, I've heard that Sam Darnold had the wrong coach, the wrong time. Gase ruined Darnold, and they bring in a defensive guy. I want to keep Sam. I like Sam. What's going to happen to them?
Well, they're going to bring in, it sounds like they're going to bring in Matt LaFleur, who's the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. They're going to bring in his younger brother.
Mike LaFleur.
Right. And it's going to be a different offense.
Yeah, maybe he's never coached football, Mike. They're just hiring him because it's his brother.
Right, right. He's a young guy. maybe he'll be able to get through to Sam. Hey, the other thing about Sam Darnold, don't forget. You know, Sam Darnold's got to stay on the field.
Yeah.
He has got to stay healthy. For 3 years, he's had issues, whether they be illness or injury.
So it's not just an offensive coach that can help Sam. Lots of things can help Sam. A better defense can help Sam. More offensive weapons can help Sam. A better offensive line can help Sam. So just because they didn't hire the hot offensive name to be the next head coach doesn't mean that Sam Darnold can't benefit from Rob Saleh being the head coach. So, I mean, that it remains to be seen. You know, I'm joking about Matt LaFleur. Obviously, he is someone who was highly sought after and probably would have gotten another offensive coordinator
job.
Mike
LaFleur.
Mike LaFleur, the brother of Matt LaFleur. This is going to be tough. And, you know, this is a guy that is going to get that opportunity to be an offensive coordinator now.
We're assuming that that's the case.
Yeah.
We're hoping that's the case. Or maybe Rob Saleh has somebody else in mind. I don't know. I don't know what his coaching staff is going to look like. But the one thing I will say is that by doing this right now, he has a chance to go out and hire the coaches that he wants. He's not getting the fall off from all the guys that, you know, did not get hired.
Right.
And I'm sure that there are a million resumes that are being sent his way and Joe Douglas's way right now.
Yeah, so it happened, Urban Meyer was in yesterday during the day in the afternoon, wherever that was. And then Joe Douglas pulled the trigger on Rob Saleh at night. So it's not like, as you said, there is that assistant pool that is highly sought after with these jobs. And if you're the last one to make your head coach hire, sometimes you're left with slim pickings.
Because so, coaches got to take jobs.
Yeah. And
coaches have to take jobs. I'm telling you, it's a life of a nomad.
Sure.
And when a job comes, you take it. That's the way it is. And you would like to think that Urban Meyer, with his track record and his history, that he had a list of coaches that he had already basically selected to see whether or not that they would come and work with him. And I'm sure Rob Saleh is doing the same thing.
So what do you think about Urban Meyer in Jacksonville?
I think it's good. I think it's good for them. I really do. And the reason I say that is because it's a small market, you know, and they're going to have Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And they do have a bunch of good young players on that team. You know, they went through jettisoning players like the Giants did.
Yeah.
And acquiring draft capital like the Jets did.
Sure.
And now they get to take, you know, this kid out of Clemson, who's everybody's saying is going to be a can't miss. That's the most important one. And then, you know, the one thing you have in Urban Meyer is a CEO head coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's going to be great. I don't think he can fail in this situation.
I wouldn't have liked him here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that makes me think, and I did ask you that yesterday. Like, would Urban Meyer have come to the Jets to coach Trevor Lawrence if the Jets had the number one overall pick? Because that was one of my points with losing out on Trevor Lawrence.
But I don't see Joe Douglas hiring Urban Meyer. I see Joe Douglas hiring a coordinator of some sort, which is what he's doing here, and somebody that I think sees the game the same way that he does, and you want harmony in the building, and that's not what the Jets had for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, Urban Meyer, you have no idea which way he's going to go. I mean, you can paint the scenario of he has a great first year. You know, they go from 1-15 to 11-5, and they go to the playoffs, and then he decides, you know what, I'm not feeling so good. He's had some legitimate health issues. I'm not trying to make light of that, but
right. This
is not working out for me. Too much stress. I got to go back to the family, and then he's gone. I don't believe that that's happening with a guy like Rob Saleh.
I don't think so either. Jay in Franklin Park. Jay, what's happening?
Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I'm right before my teaching day starts. I didn't know, you know, anything about the coach, and I'm sort of pumped mostly from seeing the reactions of current players, you know, from the 49ers and Jets players. So that's exciting. But Boomer, the reason I called is it's sort of something you said spurred the call on. You were talking about, you know, the hiring of minority candidates, and you want, you know, the team to be hiring someone that they feel good about. And I think the point that you're missing, and I sort of hear this over the last many months, just, you know, you're talking from the perspective of like a white guy, and I'm a white guy too. And we don't realize that there are biases that we hold. So the purpose of the hiring process is to give candidates an opportunity to make an impression that they otherwise wouldn't get, right? So it is very possible that a person of color gets a job with a team that may have been skeptical and completely changes their mind because the job they do, and then that ownership group has a completely different perspective.
Yeah, Jay, I appreciate it. We all agree. You know, that's how Mike Tomlin got hired in Pittsburgh. We all understand that, you know, there has to be opportunity. And that, and the NFL, and I've been saying this, the NFL has gone to the nth degree to make sure that they have opportunities available. But that doesn't mean just because an opportunity is available that a guy is going to get hired. Like I like Marvin Lewis. Marvin Lewis is a CEO type of head coach. I didn't realize that Marvin Lewis wanted to get back into coaching again.
Yeah, right.
And he's up for all these jobs as well. And Marvin Lewis is a very impressive guy. But for some reason, guys aren't hiring Marvin Lewis right now, at least that we don't see, because they're either not impacted by him when they go through the interview process or whatever the issues may be. But the process is happening. It has changed significantly over the years, and they are trying to do everything they possibly can
yeah.
to level the playing field in the eyes of the candidates.
There is no doubt that those biases exist. We understand that, what the caller was saying. I do think, though, that that isn't true for every single front office who's interviewing candidates. You know, for example, you know, if you think of, like, if Urban Meyer and Eric Bieniemy were your finalists, I mean, Urban Meyer is someone who's going to get hired. If I'm sitting there and looking at Todd Bowles and Eric Bieniemy, I'm going for Eric Bieniemy. There are front offices that are also just going to look at who the candidates are. I'm not trying to dismiss the biases because that exists. We know that. And it's not just football. I mean, there's too many that happen in this country, and those are things that are trying to be changed. But I also believe that there are some front offices out there that say, all right, I'm looking at the resumes of certain guys. Like, you know, Shad Khan, you know, didn't hire Urban Meyer for anything outside of the fact that this guy is a Hall of Fame football coach who has accomplished incredible things, who wanted to coach Trevor Lawrence and his football team. There wasn't any other thing that was going on. I mean, in Shad Khan being a guy who has come from, you know, other places, having not been someone who is that old white owner that we see in the NFL and someone who had broke through that, I don't believe he has any biases. I think that's the exact opposite. So I know that, you know, when we're talking about these things, we try not to paint with a broad brush because it always hurts the conversation. I don't want to dismiss biases, but let's not also forget that there are some guys like Urban Meyer that are going to be hired over other assistants. Like Urban Meyer's going to get jobs over, you know, Arthur Smith and other things too.
Like if Bill Cowher wanted to coach,
yeah,
he would have any job right. offer because of his success with the Steelers.
Right. So, like, those things have to be a part of the conversation. But I wholeheartedly agree with Jay that, yes, these things do exist. These biases do exist. But
this is what I'm saying, that the NFL has recognized that.
Right.
That's why they have the Rooney Rule. That's why they have incentivized.
Now, yeah.
That's why they have gone to the nth degree to try to, you know, create coaching internships and opportunities for ex-players. I mean,
yeah.
ex-players are all over the league on coaching staffs.
Yeah, and just because Arthur Smith got hired by the Falcons and Rob Saleh, who is a minority hire for the Jets, he's not a black head coach, but he's a Lebanese head coach, and that those two guys and also Urban Meyer now, doesn't mean that Eric Bieniemy's not getting a job.
Like, there are still, what, four openings out there.
That's right.
So when those openings are shut and we have all the hires done and Eric Bieniemy doesn't get a job again, yes, that conversation is going to pick up. But I feel like it's happening prematurely right now. You know, because, you know,
if hey, Jason Lockenfor for the last 4 weeks on the NFL Today has been speaking to all of this.
Yeah.
And again, I always say that the NFL has been, you know, very transparent and very open about this and trying to help, you know, the case. So they get rid of the biases if they can. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to change, you know, what may be an old way of thinking.
Right.
And, you know, nobody, I think, exemplifies that more than Mike Tomlin. Because when the Steelers finally ended up having to go replace Bill Cowher, you know, the Rooney Rule was in effect. And they met Mike Tomlin and they came away from that meeting going, this is the guy that we want to run the Steelers.
And oh, by the way, he was a defensive coordinator for 1 year
right.
prior to getting that job. And it was with the Minnesota Vikings, but he was 1 year. So it's not like he was someone who was waiting around, didn't have that opportunity. So he was able to jump right in because of the great interview that he had. So, yeah, I just – it's these things are – it's not easy. It's not it's a nuanced conversation. And I do believe that the NFL is doing just about everything it can to this point to try to change – what has been going on for many years.
Right, and I think Kyle Shanahan spoke to Rob Saleh's, not his defense, he was basically telling you how great he was,
yeah.
just like Andy Reid is telling everybody how great Eric Bieniemy is.
Absolutely, and both of them have had a great track record as assistants, and one of them has been hired, and the other one may very well be hired sooner than later.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's happening, Jerry?
All right, guys, what is up? Well, DJ LeMahieu, that is up. And Rob Saleh, he's up. You got the Yankees said to be finalizing this new deal with LeMahieu. John Morosi, the first one to be reporting it earlier morning. And then late last night, if you were sleeping, the Jets got their guy in Saleh, who will be their new head coach, comes over from San Francisco as the defensive coordinator. And so we turn the page on Adam Gase, and we say, holla to Saleh.
I just walked up to them and said, one of you punks want to rub my head? And then jujitsu them right to the ground.
Sounds like a plan, Al. Sounds like you thought that one out.
You could go for it. Meantime, we've got a couple of other hires. Urban Meyer to Jacksonville and Arthur Smith to Atlanta, both as head coaches. You have the Troy Aikman putting his two cents in on what happened in Philadelphia with the Eagles. It is his belief that Doug Peterson was fired because he wanted Jalen Hurts going forward as the quarterback, and the organization wanted it to be Carson Wentz. Don't know what the truth is, but that's what Aikman believes it to be.
So I saw those tweets, and Pro Football Talk said that Troy Aikman believes that Doug Peterson wanted Jalen Hurts and Jeffrey Lurie wanted Carson Wentz. And then Troy Aikman quote tweeted that and said, not even close to what I said. But then Jerry played the cuts for us in the 6 o'clock hour, and that's exactly what he said.
So what exactly? I heard it. You heard it. I think you should play it one more time.
For people out there that didn't hear it, Troy Aikman on the Michael Irvin podcast.
I don't have any insight, but what I gathered it came down to was a difference of opinion as to how they were moving forward at the quarterback position is what I sensed.
Here he was going on about that.
I sensed that, you know, here Jeff Lurie, the owner, has paid a lot of money to Carson Wentz, and they're on the hook with him. They can't get out of that contract, you know, right away. And yet, it's my belief that Doug Peterson felt that Jalen Hurts was probably the quarterback going forward. And how does that mesh?
I don't understand how he's denying.
Yeah, I mean, that is exactly what he said. So I don't know if he felt bad because he violated the trust or felt like he might have violated the trust of Doug Peterson, who he said he spoke to. And that was probably under the condition, hey, don't say it came from me, or don't say you talked to me, or don't say it was about this. But I mean, my goodness, there's no way you can deny it. I mean, the tapes prove differently. That's exactly how you spelled out this mess.
And, you know, as a TV analyst, when I was doing it as a TV analyst way back when in the late 90s, there was a situation with the Philadelphia Eagles. We get to the stadium, and I'm with Dan Dierdorf and Al Michaels and Leslie Visser, and we're going to go have our pregame meetings and all that other stuff with the Eagles. And Ray Rhodes was the coach. Mm-hmm. And as we're walking through the bowels of Vet Stadium, I hear, psst, psst, psst. I look over, and there's behind one of the pillars is Ray Rhodes. And he's like, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. And I'm like, me? And he goes, yeah. I said, oh, God, okay. So I go into an office with him, and they were having offensive coordinator issues at the time. And he told me that he didn't want to hire the offense coordinator that he initially hired, and I had a track record with this offense coordinator. I'm not going to mention his name. Anybody could probably go back and look it up. But anyway, so I was like, well, you know, I'm not here to like fire anybody or get involved in whatever your coaching staff situations are.
Yeah.
But Ray was like just telling me everything to give me a perspective. So when I go on TV that night or the next night, that at least I'm not going to start hammering away at people. So, all right, so that's fine. I get through that, and it's about as bizarre as it gets. And I'm like, man, if it's going to be like this, this is going to be nuts. I'm so glad that I did this as opposed to go coach.
Yeah.
Right? So then I go walking through the offices. Next thing I hear, psst, 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 psst. I'm like, there's another guy. I'm like, now this is the guy that I had the relationship with because I had been with this guy somewhere else.
Yeah.
And this is the guy who handed me this playbook that I'm holding up right now told you that I was going to bring it in. And I didn't realize it was him who gave it to me, but now I remember he gave it to me.
Okay.
Because he kept it and he took it with him everywhere he went. And he gave me the book and he goes, you know, in here, there's all your notes and everything. You were an unbelievable note taker. You were great to coach, blah, 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 blah. But he was the guy that was he had the ire of the Philadelphia Eagle fan, the coaching staff, the owner, and everybody was screaming about him. But he was a guy that I worked with, and he had my playbook, and he gave it to me and said all these nice things to me because knowing that I was going on TV the next night, didn't want me to rip into him.
Right. It's just a save your ass play with all these guys. Save my ass somehow, some way.
But that's what goes on in the NFL. And so, yeah, I would imagine that Doug Peterson told things to Troy Aikman that he's kind of alluding to, but he's not really specifically saying. It's kind of like when Brian Griese went out there a couple of weeks ago, whatever game it was, where he was talking about one of the coaches and what one of the coaches said about one of his quarterbacks. I think it might have been Matt Nagy and Nick Foles and that whole situation. And everybody blew up in Chicago because of what Brian Griese said during the broadcast that obviously came from his private conversation with the head coach,
which got everybody a little bit perturbed.
Right.
That
was the
least.
End of information to Brian Griese from coaches, I'm sure.
So pretty much. So I think Troy, like, look, he's with his former teammate. He loves Michael. They're probably free-flowing going back and forth. I hear a lot of, like, seems like to me and it feels like. I don't hear specific. You know what I mean? I feel like he's trying to give an opinion that he has supposedly no insight into.
Well, he even, on this other last clip I have, it's exactly how he couched it.
Without having any understanding of what took place in that meeting, I think they said, well, there's a difference of opinion as to how they're going to go forward and correct this past season. I believe it all came down to how they were going to handle Carson Wentz.
All right, so he says he doesn't have specific information, but he's but it's his opinion that it is coming down to the quarterback.
Yeah,
right.
And it sounds like what he's saying is that Doug Peterson wanted to play Jalen Hurts. I actually always thought it was the other way around, that he was going to stick with Carson Wentz, right?
Yeah, because remember, if you felt like he begrudgingly put him in that Green Bay game.
Wow. Yeah. Man, I tell you, like, Doug Peterson, say what you want about him, but he did a really good job of taking the bullets for this organization through all of this, because he seems like the guy who was the buffoon the entire time. And it might have just been the people above him telling him exactly what to do and him not having a choice.
Well, what did I tell you about my buddy Frank Reich? Now, Frank doesn't know what's going on in the building either, but he has said to me numerous times that Doug Peterson is a man of supreme integrity. Mm. That's why you take bullets if you were him for the front office the way that he did, in the way that it looks like.
Well, it cost him his job, though, in the end.
In the end, he'll get another job somewhere else.
And he'll get paid $6 million this year not to coach.
Right.
We got four games this weekend, guys. Divisional round of the NFL playoffs, Rams and Packers. Blake Bortles will back up Jared Goff for L.A. because John Wolford has been ruled out with the neck injury. Tomorrow night, Ravens and Bills from Orchard Park. They should have around 7,000 fans. I think 6,700 is the number. Should have that
tomorrow
again.
Night.
Well, 40%. Isn't that the number?
It is 40% chance of snow. So the reason I ask you is Lamar Jackson has never played in the snow.
Yeah, let's see if the forecast in Buffalo has changed, because as of, I want to say it was Tuesday, the forecast was 40%.
And so Orchard Park is like right in the way of the lake effect snow too, right?
Yeah. Oh, it sure is. Yes, it is. Let's see. I see 67%. Mostly cloudy and snow showers.
Oh.
How about that?
How about
that? Nice. That would be nice. Does that change your opinion on the game?
No. 40 degrees, though. How is it going to be snow? Oh, I guess as the night goes on. Okay. So, not a frigid day. I mean, Lamar Jackson plays in Baltimore. He doesn't play in San Diego.
Could be a wet snow, a heavy wet snow.
Yes, it could be. So, we might see some snow tomorrow night. Or I go the other way. If it's 67%, I could say a 330 hitter. I feel he's going to get hit every time he goes up there and say, not much of a chance. You never know. You've also got Sunday, Browns and Chiefs, and then Sunday, that's on CBS, and then Sunday night, you got the Brady versus Breeze, Bucks and Saints from New Orleans. More from Sean Marks, who did meet the media after the big trade for James Harden on a video conference yesterday. And we are shooting for the stars, he says.
You know, our goal ultimately is to put out a championship contender, you know, and have some sustainable success. That's what we want to do.
And as he did speak about the locker room and how everybody acts and responds, he came up with, at least for me, a new term.
We have multiple culture drivers here, and that's what we're constantly looking for.
A culture driver.
Right. Culture driver.
Multiple culture drivers. We got guys that like to go to strip clubs. We got guys that like just to disappear. And we have a Hall of Fame great basketball player, hopefully is going to take these kids and show them how to become a professional.
Right. We have culture drivers that drive us right off the cliff is where they're driving us, right into a ravine, to a fiery death.
No.
What? Did I go too far there, Jerry?
A fiery death? Yes, you went a little too far.
I thought you would be the one guy who would appreciate that.
That was a bit much. Yeah. The trio of Durant and Harden and Kyrie.
These guys have given us the right answers. They've said, hey, they want to play together. They can see this fitting.
They can see this. Yeah. This one I figured was right up your alley, G. I heard this towards the latter stages of his video conference. Now, again, this goes back to what you were talking about last hour. Like, just think about what we're talking about here. You're talking about getting paid a lot of money to play basketball, and yet this is a question that is asked of Sean Marks.
He and Kyrie have kind of maybe not shown a full commitment to playing basketball this year. When you make a trade like this, that's certainly an all-in kind of move. How do you know you've got guys you can really go all in with?
Wow.
I love it, though. That's a direct question, and that question should be answered, sure. Especially with the behavior of James Harden and Kyrie Irving.
I'm not knocking the question. No. The question's a valid question. Oh, it's just amazing.
That we have to ask it.
It is a valid question.
Yeah. Here was the answer.
Regarding all these guys' commitment to play, I mean, all I can tell you is I've enjoyed the conversation I had with James last night. And I look forward to getting to know him just as our players and staff certainly do. And I like what I heard.
Okay, that's good.
What's your favorite club? What's your favorite champagne? Is there a strip club you like the best? Is there somebody we could fly in? maybe a prostitute that you have frequented before? Maybe? Anything? I know you like to party. Would you like me to call DaBaby or Little Baby? Have him here for you? Maybe Meek Mill? One of those guys you can hang around with? Tell me what you want. And then what do you need? 2-3 months before you suit up for us? Whatever you need there, James.
Now, Mr. Marks, you do remember back in the summer when Kyrie did that podcast with Kevin Durant, they said they really didn't need a coach because it's just basketball. You go out there and you just play basketball, right? Well, Marks is going to give them some time.
We've got some time to see how it translates onto the court. You know, I don't know that it's immediate. I think that's putting maybe too much pressure for these guys.
Oh, too much pressure for these guys?
$110 million in salary this year, and it's too much pressure. Come on.
Too much pressure for these guys?
He's lost his way, this man.
Oh, my God. Where's Mickey Callaway when you need him?
This man has lost his way.
It feels like that.
There's no two ways about it.
But what is he going to say?
He's on another.
There's nothing he can say.
No, here's what you could say if you're him is like, yeah, we went out and got these guys to win a championship, but they will be committed because that's what we're paying them for, and that's why we brought them here.
Yeah.
So they're going to be committed. You think I would do this? I wouldn't be committed? And hell yeah, there's pressure. We got 3 of the top 5 NBA players in the bleeping league. Of course that comes with pressure. We're now all of a sudden the most talked about franchise in the league. That comes with pressure, and these guys will step up and deliver it because they're pros.
Jerry,
there's your answer.
Jerry, play that answer again.
We've got some time to see how it translates onto the court. You know, I don't know that it's immediate. I think that's putting maybe too much pressure for these guys.
Too much pressure.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Under pressure.
Now, here's Shaq. I played some Shaq last hour from TNT. Here's one more. He buried Harden, but then also at the end says he can relate to him, and he understands it.
I used to be like James. I used to come home and complain, man, he didn't do it. And my father, rest in peace, Sergeant Philip Harris, used to say, but what the hell did you do? He ain't doing nothing. He ain't step up when he was supposed to step up.
He just crushed him last night. With about a minute and a half, he just went on and on and on. It was pretty good. That was on TNT. Nets do play the Magic tomorrow. Not sure if Harden will play or not. All the players that were involved in the trade need to pass their physicals.
Weren't they all just playing? I mean...
Yeah, but I guess when you go from, you know this, when you go from team to team, they got to pass the physicals, make everything official. I don't know. Maybe Jared Allen plays tonight. Maybe we see him against the Knicks. I don't know. With Cleveland. I'm not sure. So you got another day, though, for Harden for tomorrow with Brooklyn.
Fat.
The Islanders shut out the Rangers.
That's very nice there, little boy. I don't know how you turned here. You're doing an angry little boy.
The Islanders shut out the Rangers 4-0. They will play again tomorrow. And is it Chico Resch that's still in the booth with Matt Lachlan on Devils Radio? Is that right?
I mean, he's been there for many years. I don't know if they've made a change.
Is it Ken Danico or is it Chico?
No. Ken Danico's on TV with John Cangelosi. Radio is Matt Lachlan and Sherry Ross after Chico left. But Chico came back last year, I think. So I think this is him.
Is he really fired up and happy?
Well, so they were losing 2-1 in the third period. Just listen closely as Ty Smith does get the game even quick clip.
Ty Smith with a shot kicked away. Yes! Passes around it.
Yeah.
You get
Chico.
The yes.
Yeah, yes, Chico. Yeah.
That's Chico. So,
And at least they scored a goal.
They did. They scored 2 of them. They just lost in a shootout. They couldn't score in the shootout.
They actually had a breakaway to win the game, too, didn't they?
They had. I watched the first two. I only saw some of the highlights of the third period. Yeah. But the first two periods, they had at least 4 or 5 odd man rushes and a couple of, if not free breakaways. They had a step on the defender. They just couldn't score in those first two periods.
Hey, where's my Devils jersey, Jerry?
Oh, I put it in the office. I got to get it back to you.
Okay, all right, thanks.
So anyway, Ty Smith had the game-tying goal. They lose in a shootout 3-2, so they do get a point. They'll play the Bruins again tomorrow.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
The New York Mets have an agreement with free agent. Not a trade. Free agent signing.
We're spending money.
Free agent reliever, yeah. Brad Hand.
There we go. Now Brad, we're talking.
There we go. Yes. Brad Hand is in the fold.
I like it.
Super Pen, here we come. Super Bowl Pen is being built.
Building it like the Dodgers and the Yankees, baby. Spending cash. I love it.
Yeah, this is great. This is awesome. This is one that a lot of Mets fans wanted for good reason. You throw him in that bullpen. It's another great option to close out games. You have now added to your starting rotation. You have added to your bullpen. You have signed a starting catcher. You have traded for a superstar shortstop. This offseason, compared to other offseasons, the Padres have done some things, but the Mets are the king of the offseason right now. That hopefully translates into the king of the actual season.
And they're not done yet. And here's the other thing, Dominic
Smith. Met Nation is woke,
that's
bitches.
What I'm saying.
Bitches.
That's what I'm talking about. Dominic Smith also reached agreement with the Mets, so they avoided arbitration with him.
Yeah, about $2.5 million, somewhere around there.
All right, man. Yes, so things are lining up.
Hey,
man,
baby, you got some Met fever?
Wow.
You know, it's nice to actually see Sandy Alderson and Jared Porter working with the resources now that very few have in Major League Baseball, and they're using those resources.
So when I told Eddie about the news, because Eddie is a Mets fan, and I said, hey, we got some more breaking news, get the horns ready. And I told him Brad Hand was close to, this is, by the way, Ken Rosenthal reporting this.
So we got Hand.
Yeah, we do. We got Hand.
Eddie, we got Hand.
Yes, evidently, yes.
Yes, Al, we got Hand, Al.
I heard the news, yeah.
So I was Eddie responded to me by saying, do you think that Al Dukes knows who Brad Hand is? So Al, we're very excited about Brad Hand being in the mix here. Do you have any idea who Brad Hand is?
I do not.
Okay.
So, that's good, Al.
It's so
good.
It's not a huge signing.
No, it is a huge signing.
No, it's a big
signing.
If I never heard of him.
No,
it's a big one.
It's a big deal.
It's a big one. This is a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
I haven't heard one other team interested in Brad Hand.
No, that's not true.
Hey,
no
Al, buzz. I feel a song coming on from you.
You do?
Now we have Hand.
I used all of my Hand songs when Mike Pelfrey was licking his hands.
Yes. Well,
but
we
that was
maybe
so long
regurgitate
ago.
Some
yeah,
of those
regurgitate
songs.
Those.
Well, not only that, but I mean, how long has it been since those Mike Pelfrey songs? There's got to be a Hand song in the last
yeah.
6 years.
Come on. Come on, Al. Do it.
This is when we did full mixes.
Yeah, right. Like
just do it,
30-second intro.
Just...
Oh boy.
I wonder if we'll ever win around here. I'm looking at the standing, soon we'll disappear. No fire in our eyes, and my hands are really dry, so I lick it.
Oh, yeah.
Just lick it.
Lick it.
We score no runs, we have no solid game plan. I'm wiping off my forehead, can't count on your hand.
Your hand.
We used to be tough, now we win when we can, so I lick it. But the Mets are so bad, I just lick it. Every game we get defeated. Used to be spunky, now have no fight. Slobber on my left hand and then on my right, just lick it.
Lick it.
Just lick it.
Lick it.
Just lick it.
Lick it. Oh, God.
I had no recollection of
this. This is what you used to actually be creative, Al.
I've got yips. They're multiplying. And I'm out of control. Cost the power in my saliva. It's electrifying.
Oh, God.
Get it? Like licking?
Oh, God.
I better shape up. Looks like I'm the man. Now that Johan is hurt, too.
Oh, my God.
I better shape up.
Shape up.
Fans better understand. No longer the Mets number two. Nothing left for me to do, so I'll lick my hands if I want. I'll lick my hands if I want, cause ooh, 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 help me lick my hands if I want. I'll lick my hands if I want, cause ooh, 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 help me lick my hands if I want. I'll lick my hands if I want, cause ooh, 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 I need a win.
Oh, there's God. A lot more.
Yeah, like,
no,
yeah,
no, that's right.
I just was there. I want to lick my hands. Let me.
That was the first.
That
one.
Was yeah, the first one.
You know, come on. Was.
Yeah, that was of course the.
Yeah.
The big one.
I was down to Grease songs at this point.
Yeah. I got a little problem on the mound. They call it the yips. One thing to do, baby. And that's lick my lips. But each time I pitch, it's the same old thing. Always a walk in, and that's just the first inning. Oh, Boomer and Carton. They call me Big Pelf. And when I take the mound, I lick my hands by myself.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you've hit every hand song possible, so yeah. Brad Hand's got no shot. Unless there was a hand song that was written in the last 6 or 7 years, 9 years maybe,
yeah,
that you haven't used.
I want to hold your hand.
Well, that, yeah, that
yeah,
was
that's,
my
you know,
hand.
Yeah.
That was like the main one.
Yeah.
So, wow, man, this is a big day. This is a big freaking day.
This is insane today.
This is on
everybody's trying
every
to get
team's
every,
in the mix.
They're all trying to get the back page.
Every team's in the mix. Like, you'd hate for a team to have started their season last night with a thud and get blown out by a rival. I mean, thank God that didn't happen. Thank God that didn't happen. But, you know, every other team is, like, right in the mix. You think about how great you feel if you are a, well, the Nets, I don't know, it's a little bit different for them. There's a lot of Nets fans that don't feel great. But they still have a superstar coming this way. So you got that. It's exciting, something to watch. Met fans, Lindor, Brad Hand, Yankee fans, DJ. Thank God DJ LeMahieu is signed. The Jets fan, this is the guy you wanted. Rob Saleh, that is the guy you wanted. Like, every Islander fans open up the season bang, bang, bang. 3 goals in a matter of seconds. Like, this, everything is humming in New York sports.
Yeah, everything's humming, all right.
It's great.
I don't want to pitch. I want to lick my hands all day. I don't want to pitch. I just want to lick my hands all day.
Wow. Yeah. There's about 7 different other ones.
Okay.
But, oh, my God.
We'll leave it at that. There was definitely more. There's those Lick the Hand one, Pelfrey, and then also those Plaxico songs. There were a lot of those that one day. The Plaxico shoot you in the leg songs.
That yeah, was... and then there's also a lot of R.A. Dickey songs.
Oh, yeah, right, right. All right, Eddie, we'll stop there. We will stop
and
there.
Don't forget all the Rex songs.
Yeah, that too.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.